You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we'll get with the people. Lions have acquired the pass rusher that we wanted and we felt was the most realistic, and we're happy. And I'm back to, okay, you're winning the Super Bowl. You've done what's necessary. Let's roll. But some people want more. If so, what? Or if you're like me, are you willing to just say what you're thinking? Like, you can't bump your gums on the internet about how awesome you are and you're going to win by a zilly every week if you're not willing to say we're winning the Super Bowl. Otherwise, you're just a clown. And nobody likes clowns. I don't know anyone who actually likes clowns. Like, you could be tolerant of clowns. Who likes them? They're scary. They're grown adults who put on clown noses and scary wigs. I don't like anything to do with clowns.
You think clowns are scary?
They're horrifically scary.
Wow.
John Wayne Gacy, scary.
Okay, yes.
It, the clown.
He also killed people.
So did it. Stephen King, scary. I don't like clowns. Clown from Uncle Buck, not good.
The things you learn.
I hate clowns. Terrible. Who likes clowns?
I mean, I don't love clowns, but I don't see clowns as scary.
But you don't like clowns. No one likes clowns. I don't even know why clowns are a thing.
For kids.
No, I don't think kids like them. I think they're scary.
Kids like clowns.
I don't think they do.
I think they do.
I don't even, what are we doing? David, ticket text.
Hey, but Lions won again. I'm excited for the trade and definitely gives me confidence that they can win the Super Bowl, but I would like to add another depth piece.
Okay, but you know what? Forget it.
Okay. No, that's what they want. These people want to complain about everything. They got a guy and now they want another guy.
I don't know who they want to go and get. When you landed Za'Darius Smith, that was the big fish. He's not a depth guy. He's going to be a starter. He'll be a guy that you're going to have to work into your scheme. But, like, who's the player? Like, okay, we talk about Azeez Ojulari, right? I mean, first of all, the Giants are putting a very high price on him for a guy that is going to be an 8 or 9 game rental. Second of all, he's headed to free agency. So how much do you really want to give up for a guy that who's always hurt, by the way, who might play 8 games for you? I can't sit here and scream and yell and, you know, fist to table, give up a 4th round pick. Guys, you gave up nothing to get Za'Darius Smith. It's the better deal.
I would love to see Detroit double down and trade for Calais Campbell. That's a name. If Miami is selling, Tim from Oxford. Brad Holmes made the absolute best move he could make. This is how you win. I couldn't be happier. Ticketmaster has Super Bowl tickets in the upper deck for 7,000 plus fees. Who's in? It's not enough. Lions need Smith. When they had Hutchinson, Smith benefited from having Garrett on the other side. They need another defensive end. That is from Mike. Like the trade, just another move. Doesn't have to be big, but we were totally depleted at edge. One guy may not be enough.
Well, you got an hour and a half. I'd be surprised if they did something else. I really would.
He beats where you were yesterday at this time.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Amen.
This is one of those you can't win 3 Super Bowls until you win 1. Yesterday, you had nothing. Now you've added to your defensive line. You brought in an edge rusher.
Is he the best edge who has been traded at the NFL deadline? Yes or no?
No.
He's not?
Oh, this year's it. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean like in history. No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And what uniform is he going to be wearing Sunday?
Lions.
Oh, so you got the best edge rusher for nothing. Yeah, I'm good with that. But if you want more, God bless. Do your thing. Go to Scott, 97.1. Scotty, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Ever since we got Davenport, honestly, even before that, I wanted us to get an edge rusher, but I knew once we drafted two corners in the draft that we were probably going to try and go the route of free agency. But once Davenport and Hutch went down, I told all my buddies that at bare minimum, Holmes had to go out and get Za'Darius Smith. Would I like one of those big, shiny pieces? Of course, but it's just not realistic.
I'm with so okay, they've made the move. Can you say the magic words?
Super Bowl? Absolutely.
Okay.
I told all my people that I talked to about the Lions that until we get somebody, I don't want to waste a potential Super Bowl roster and not get there because we can't get to the quarterback. And now we can again. Obviously not with the efficiency that Hutch did. I mean, no. He was on a damn near record pace.
No, this is bridging the gap. This is about at rock bottom. Now at least maybe you could just be middle of the pack in that regard. Good enough. And Aaron Glenn will scheme it up.
They'll do.
You'll still blitz. You hope you get Melifonwu back and you can find a way to get more of a pass rush. But this at least gets you back in the conversation.
It does, because right now you're competing with the Eagles and you're competing with the Commanders, who also made a move today. I guess they really do feel like they're going to be in this thing for the long term.
Well, look, Lattimore is also a long-term piece. Let's face it, right? I mean, Lattimore was a guy we talked about last year that could have been a post-June 1 trade. New Orleans is in the tank. Now, he's hurt. I don't know when Lattimore's due back. But adding a good corner to your core when you feel like, look, if you're the Commanders, it's not about winning the Super Bowl now. Mm-hmm. It's that if there's a really good player available to you, and you now know my franchise is on the right course, like maybe not this year, but the next 2 years, what's the discourse in D.C. going to be? Winning a Super Bowl while Jaden Daniels is on his rookie deal. Mm-hmm. You make that move.
Right.
So I mean, that's a look. I'll get myself in trouble. F it. You know, what the Commanders did is really what the Tigers should do. Hey, our franchise is alive. We might have a chance. Hey, none of our players are due any money before 2027, 8, or 9. Arbitration, look it up. They should do the same thing, Rico.
I'm with you.
Now I'll just shut up.
You're not going to get in trouble for that.
Oh, I want more. I'm the devil, according to some in the Tigerland. How dare you?
It's all about the trust factor, Michael.
I don't have any. I don't trust anybody, much less some baseball executive. Who cares? People treat these executives. I mean, people, you could be on fire on the side of the road. They wouldn't bleep on you to put you out. Get out of here.
Is he on fire?
Oh, that's a shame. Oh, that's a shame. Oh, well.
So where are we going to eat?
So what's our payroll?
Where are we going to eat tonight? I'm in the mood for shish kebab now, watching little Johnny on fire.
Hibachi, anyone? Oh, that reminds me of an onion volcano. Let's do that.
We haven't done that in a while.
Oh, no. But please defend these people in every way, shape, and form like they care about you. It's really rewarding stuff. Hey, let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, congrats to Lions today. We made a move, right? Finally. I know you've been waiting it for weeks, but I do want to ask you guys a question. Yeah. You talked about it a lot, of getting over the top. Now, great move, right? What is that extra piece? Or you guys are kind of still saying Super Bowl, but don't we need something just more, or are we just settling right here?
No, I think you can live in a world where you try to get the Grand Slam, right? But sometimes you just need to drive the run home and hit a fly ball to right. And the sack fly the same job.
He caught it. Well, I guess if you're talking home run, but I mean, the right fielder caught it of where, like, you know, that's our best right fielder in the game, right? Now, are we going to get the bat that's next to go and get the home run because we were down by one?
I don't think so. I mean, Mike, it'd be fun. I'm not mad if they do something else. I just don't know. A, it's a thin market. You're not seeing a lot of edge rushers being dealt. And moreover, the market isn't very good. I mean, Barrett Browning got a 6. They basically gave you Zadarius for some collection of 5s and 6s with a 7 in return. That's nothing. These are all nothing burgers to me. So then it would be what? Ogilary's available and the Giants want a 4. You know, I'm not doing that for 8 games. Not for a guy that's always hurt and a guy who's going to free agency. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, a rental, right? We always talk about the rentals, right? We don't want rent.
I'm just not going to pay for it. You know, if the Giants came to you and said, here, 5th-round pick Ogilary, I'd find a way to make it work.
Yeah, that's fair. And, you know, you guys take a lot of good takes. And, you know, we talked about it for weeks now. They got their guy. Is that it? I'm just trying to see if we can get that over-the-top player.
And I'm not mad at it. Mike, it's always – I love the mindset because, no, I mean, if there's a guy that's available and cheap and it fits the system, maybe. But I'll be surprised in the next hour and 17 minutes. What? You're
Well, the Steelers just made another trade. David?
Mr. Dangerous.
It's interesting because it seems like the Packers – why would they trade him? Yeah. Preston Smith got traded to the Steelers.
Why?
I don't understand that from the Packers side of it.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I was just like, huh. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. F them.
Whatever. Well, you know what? Hey, the Packers just lost out on somebody, so
maybe.
That's good for the Lions.
You know what?
Maybe, you know, it's all about that Lions flu. They just gave up now. You beat them.
Well, the Lions are just the type of team that kind of reminds you of Alabama back in the day. You play them, they beat you. They really beat you twice.
Because
you lose the next week, too. I don't know. Well, you hate to see it. Why would they trade Preston Smith for? A new groin?
I have not seen it yet, but it's probably a late, you know, day 3 pick.
Bag of curd. You ever have those things?
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Overrated.
248-539-9797. I don't really like the state of Wisconsin.
I was going, you got to try the cheese curds. I was like, it's just little pieces of cheese.
It's not good. Look, it's all they have. What do you mean? Curd and meth.
All right. I thought that was West Virginia.
Well, that's moonshine and meth.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.